USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility.
President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary, Mark Esper.
On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations. I have absolute confidence that Mark will ensure that our incredible military is fully prepared to deter conflict and to defeat any foe.
Esper then expressing his thanks toward the president.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership. And today, we are ready to face any challenge, anytime, anywhere, as we continue to stand guard around the world.
Esper confirmed by the Senate 90-8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, a down session, the Dow losing almost 129 points to close at 27,140. The Nasdaq down almost 83 points. The S&P 500 down almost 16 points. Southwest Airlines facing some sobering news about those new 737s ahead of the super busy fourth quarter of the year, which includes the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday travel season. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The Dallas Morning News reports Southwest will not be using the 737 MAX jets during the busy Christmas season. Southwest is also closing operations at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey as of November 3rd. The 737 MAX jets have been grounded since March 13th following two crashes in Indonesia and in Ethiopia that claimed 346 lives. No word as to how much Southwest will be seeking in damages from Boeing, its sole plane provider.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There's a new report out on how much chief executives earn compared to the people who work for them. USA Radio's Chris Barnes says it's no laughing matter.
Show me the money!
Equilar finds at least two dozen CEOs of major American companies make over 1,000 times more than their average employee. Gap CEO Arthur Peck brought in more than 3,500 times the company's median workers' pay, with a package worth nearly $21 million as compared to about $5,800 for the median employee. McDonald's CEO Stephen Easterbrook's package, $15.9 million last year, 2,100 times the median employee's earnings of $7,400. Other companies whose CEOs earn thousands of times over their workers include Mattel, Williams-Sonoma, and Skechers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And President Trump welcoming business leaders to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is marking the one-year anniversary of the Pledge to America's Workers program. The president says companies can train their workers more effectively than the government.
Governments get into that and they really don't have a clue as to what they're doing, and it costs a lot of money.
The president also says the program has been a huge success.
Companies have stepped up to the plate, and so many companies have done thousands and thousands of jobs.
The president was joined at the event by First Daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.